with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The official death toll has risen to 104 as authorities continue to search the Texas Hill Country for survivors of the flooding of the Guadalupe River. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the federal government is cooperating with Texas, even though President Trump wants to shift disaster relief to the states.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem traveled to Texas over the weekend, and the entire Trump administration is working hand in glove with state and local officials to provide every assistance available.
Officials say searchers in hard-hit Kerr County have found the bodies of 84 people, including 28 children. The county is home to several summer camps. President Trump says the U.S. will have to send more weapons to Ukraine just days after ordering a pause in critical weapons deliveries to Kyiv. The comments from Trump on Monday appear to be an abrupt change in posture. The Pentagon announced last week that it would hold back delivering to Ukraine some air defense missiles, precision-guided artillery, and other weapons. The Trump administration is terminating the legal status of tens of thousands of Hondurans and Nicaraguans in the United States.
In its latest deportation effort, the Trump administration will end the temporary protected status for Honduran and Nicaraguan migrants effective on September 6th. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says many migrants no longer merit protections.
TPS, temporary protective status, is temporary by definition. It is not meant to be a permanent path to residency or citizenship.
Critics of the Trump policy say that TPS enrollees could be forced to return to dangerous conditions and that U.S. employers depend on their labor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The Supreme Court will take up the case of a Mississippi clergyman.
Gabrielle Olivier is a street preacher who wants to evangelize outside an open-air amphitheater in the city of Brandon. There's an ordinance that restricts such activity, and Olivier says that's a violation of his First Amendment rights. The High Court has decided to hear his appeal. Kelly Shackelford of First Liberty Institute, which represents the pastor, says, quote, "Every American has rights to free speech, and every American has a right to their day in court." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern reports the communist government has carried out multiple raids on the Zion Church this summer. Pastors have been arrested, parishioners questioned, and Christian literature confiscated by police. The Zion Church is a house church with over 1,500 members. This is SRN News. Gasoline prices could keep on going down.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce gas prices. That group includes Saudi Arabia and Russia, and they made the decision at a virtual meeting over the weekend. They cited a, quote, steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities say Russia's transport minister was found dead from a gunshot wound and an apparent suicide. The statement about the death of Roman Starovoy, 53, came hours after a Kremlin announcement that he'd been dismissed by President Putin. The Kremlin did not give a reason for his firing. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.